Welcome to Polycast. I'm your host, Davey, and on this show, I explore the lives of Cal Poly students, faculty, and alumni who share their stories and experiences. Please enjoy. My guest today is Tawny Sterius, who is a yoga teacher here in SLO. During her time at Cal Poly, she became one of the first yoga instructors at the Rec Center. Her journey continued, and she started her own yoga studio, led retreats around the world, and has built a lifestyle business around her craft. Please welcome my guest, Tawny, here on Polycast. Well, welcome, Tawny. Thank you so much for being on Polycast.
Thank you for having me.
So maybe to get started, could you please tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing?
Yeah, so I am here in San Luis Obispo. I'm a Cal Poly grad, 2007, and I still live here and adore the Central Coast. And I offer yoga and lots of wellness retreats and programs for women here in SLO and around the world, doing retreats in India and Mexico as well.
Wow, that's so cool and so exciting. I can't wait to hear all about those. But maybe let's go back to, how did you first get introduced to yoga?
Well, when I was around 15, I was playing quite competitive soccer in high school and in club, and was getting recruited by college as well, and had some pretty bad back pain from so many years of soccer, and started going to physical therapy, which kind of led me to more stretching and guided me into yoga. And I just really loved it and just felt so drawn to it on many ways. Like physically, I started to feel better and less pain and was healing from soccer injuries. But mentally, the ability to focus and breathe and really tap into myself in a way that I had never done really got me curious about, okay, what is yoga? And so I dove in, and that was, I was 15. So, you know, I've been practicing it for like 30 plus years now. Dove into it.
Yeah, that's incredible. Now, soccer and yoga are quite different. And so especially where at the level you were playing at, I mean, it's the team sport, highly competitive, you're moving a lot. How has that transitioned to something that's more personal, a bit slower, more focused, in line with your body? What was that transition like for you?
Yeah, on some ways it can look like so opposite. but on other levels, it's a challenge. Just like soccer became a challenge to learn different moves and plays and fitness, you know, was definitely a challenge. And yoga was a challenge as well, you know, with balance and holding your weight and holding a pose for awkwardly long, you know, where you want to give up. And it was, you know, I would say it was quite challenging physically and mentally as well. But I think there was a part of me, because I had been playing club soccer and AYSO soccer down in Southern California, where soccer was just so popular, I was kind of getting ready for something that was less impact and less aggressive. Because I think, you know, after 15 years-ish, you know, of playing, it was like, okay, my body's ready for like another type of movement. It wasn't that I was, you know, disliking it. It was just like, this body is so amazing, and I've come to really understand and revere and love it in the work I do. And I think I was just ready to like try different avenues. So it was different, but yeah, there's still some kind of similarities in how it challenges us, like any endeavor, different types of movement. Like it's great to challenge yourself to find a new way to move.
Right. Yeah. And a nice little outlet for you. So how did you then end up at Cal Poly, and what were you doing there?
Yeah. So I went to a community college. I decided not to take a lot of the scholarships I got because I was starting to get burnt out on soccer, and I dove into yoga and dance and just alternative movements, which led me to really like a path of wellness. Like my parents were healthy, and I was raised healthy, like kind of nature girl. But I just dove into nutrition. And then I saw that Cal Poly at the time was ranked, you know, really high for its nutrition program. And so I fell in love with SLO as I came up here and was like, yeah, let's study nutrition. And I saw that there were some yoga studios here. And I was like, I can make make it work here for sure. So Cal Poly had at the time, the rec center, which is not that nice big one that they have now, had like one yoga teacher, Richard Manaputi. And he's a fabulous teacher. And he was one of my first teachers here in San Luis Obispo when I moved up here. And eventually I saw in the Mustang News one day that they were looking for yoga teachers for the rec center. And so I just applied. And I'd been practicing yoga maybe 6 years-ish, by no means like a pro, but the rec center became a really wonderful place to learn how to teach yoga and take it into teaching, not just practicing. And I realized I had lots to offer. And I realized college students were so willing to receive any kind of breathing and body connection, because it's a stressful period in life. So my teaching career really blossomed. I ended up teaching there the whole time I was a student. And then even after I graduated, I continued to teach there. And I'm only not teaching there right now, likely just because of COVID happening. But I love going there. And even after I graduated, I opened up a yoga studio with my husband here in SLO. He's also a yoga teacher. And we had a yoga studio here for 8 years. And even during that time, occasionally I would teach at Cal Poly just because it's like where my roots kind of started. And I have a lot of respect for the environment to let me, learn how to teach and practice teaching.
Right. Wow. That is so cool. And so you're at Cal Poly, you've had a few years under your belt, you're teaching. What was that big jump to then say, okay, I want to go all into this, make my own studio? And what does that kind of look like?
Well, I studied nutrition at Cal Poly, and I kind of was feeling a little bit of a dead end. I didn't want to do any clinical nutrition. I didn't want to work in hospitals as a dietitian. And there wasn't a whole lot of other options that were being presented. And so I felt like I had to get creative. And I definitely wanted to work in wellness and preventative care. And so that led me to think about, blending my yoga and nutrition and offering kind of wellness. And I really wung it, learn by doing, but my heart, and I go by my heart and I go by my body and my gut feelings. And it was just teaching yoga is the way. So I just kind of kept teaching at different yoga studios here in SLO and kind of expanded out to other yoga studios in California and just met the yoga community, yoga industry, so to speak. And once my husband and I got together, we decided to open up a yoga studio together and give it a go and build community and do what we love. So it's just, I guess, a leap of faith, taking it from the rec center to let's do a business.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. And what was kind of the yoga, what type of yoga were you doing? And did that change from when you first got into it to at Cal Poly to maybe even what you're doing now?
Yeah, there's been a bit of a full circle. So Richard Manaputi, who was teaching at the rec center, teaches Hatha yoga, which is a very traditional practice, not super fast, usually not to music, very inward, breath oriented, a balancing practice. So it's ha and ta, means sun and moon. So you're doing strength building and challenging poses, but then you're also doing moon or cooling, yin, stretching, meditation, pranayama. So it's a very holistic practice. And I really dove into that practice for a few years. And then I got into Kundalini yoga, which is a little bit more of mantra meditation focus, a little bit more sitting than actual movement, and different types of movement, fast movement. And then I kind of felt like I just wanted to draw back to Hatha yoga, very traditional practice. And that's what I've been teaching really for almost 20 years, and has guided me to India 6 times to both teach and take classes and learn more about the history of yoga.
Wow. Yeah. Quite committed to your craft. That's really cool. Mm-hmm. And so now a good segue into, yes, these retreats. What is the kind of spark and nature of all these retreats around the world?
Well, I noticed for myself as I dove into the wellness community that a lot of wellness is like going on a retreat and practicing that way of eating or that type of meditation or that yoga practice and really like introducing new practices to your life in a container, right? So it's like a week and you're being fed these great vegetarian foods or vegan foods or Ayurvedic foods, and you get to just kind of like experience wellness in a certain way, morning walks or so. I would personally go on these different retreats to learn more about a certain type of yoga or meditation or wellness. And I just felt like these retreats would just enliven me in all the ways. And I was like, I would love to be able to host that. And I really love bringing people together and I really love wellness. So it just kind of was like, let's figure out a way. So the first one I did in 2003 or four, I was still a student at Cal Poly. I think I was a junior, and my girlfriend and I, who she's a wellness coach, we just rented a big ranch house up in Cayucas, north of San Luis Obispo, and invited 10 people, put it out to the community. Like, you want to eat really great food, learn about nutrition, practice yoga every day, do some hiking. And we just had an amazing turnout. And I think people are craving, you know, wellness and getting away and having someone, you know, feed you and move you and do all that great stuff. So that was my first start and it was a success. And so I just kind of knew from there, like, okay, this can be built. So I was asked to teach yoga at a couple different retreats in Arizona and Hawaii. And I just kind of started learning how to host a retreat. I personally love camping and I love that we're so close to Big Sur. So I offered for a few years some camping retreats where we would blend yoga, but also just getting out in nature and letting that be a part of the wellness practice. And then the retreats in India are every winter, and those are co-led by an Ayurvedic doctor who lives here in the States. And we bring people over to practice yoga and learn about Ayurvedic medicine, which is like similar to Chinese medicine. People maybe know a little bit more about that, but it's an ancient medical practice that uses a lot of herbal medicine and yoga to heal. Wow. Yeah, and the other retreats I've done, Mexico, I don't know, here and there, I just kind of will pop up different places and they're all very organic and like what land kind of is speaking to us and where we could find a retreat center or collaborate with someone who knows the land of Oaxaca. To create something for people. And I really love doing them. COVID's been a little challenge. We had to cancel our India retreat and pretty much any in-person yoga or circles that I lead. So this is, you know, challenging me to just kind of pause. And I am teaching virtually yoga and women's circles and women's dance, which has been fun to do virtually too. But I do long for that time where we could I'll fly to India.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But, and that's one thing that I think yoga studios and especially you and have really been able to adapt in this whole kind of COVID world, where it's something that, yes, it's definitely more enhanced and a lot better in person, but you're still able to conduct it over a virtual platform. What have been some of the key things that got you to just take the situation as it is and really adapt to it?
Well, that's a great question, because I think that's what yoga is aimed to teach us, is how to, you know, feel uncertainty, feel pain, feel challenge. And then how do we adapt? How do we be resilient? How do we catch our breath and keep moving and keep growing? And so that's exactly what it's done. And that's how I took on the challenge, was like, okay, how do I do this? So I've created kind of two little like yoga studios, dance studios in my house, where, you know, buying lighting, buying cameras, microphones, and learning more about technology than I ever really wanted to. So it's been, you know, it's challenging, but it's also been a great growth, because I would have never done something virtual, because I would rather get away from the computer. And that's part of, you know, what I think creates wellness for our culture right now, is like getting away from technology. So it has been like an embracing of like, how do I use this though to bring us together? Cause it's what we got. And how can we still make it work? And it really still does work. Like, I feel that energy that can be created when people come together to meditate or practice yoga, I can still actually feel that as we get together and people can share and Yeah, it has its limitations, but it also has some really wonderful things. And I think that's what these times are, you know, asking us to find the good and keep going with what we can do.
Yeah, definitely. And have you been able to extend your reach further by using the kind of virtual platform?
Yeah, you know, that's been really cool. So I have a lot of yoga students and ladies that I circle with here in SLO, but I have people that have been on retreats with me from all over America that have been actually able to come and attend. And I teach prenatal yoga as well. And I had a couple of women that were from the Midwest and some here in San Luis. So, you know, it does open up other doors. I don't think I have as big of a, you know, virtual online presence where it's like going to bring more, but I feel like that's growing. And as people, you know, organically share like, hey, I like this woman, Tawny's women's circles every month or dance classes, like, you know, it can spread that way. And normally in SLO, it was like very word of mouth in our little town, you know, like, oh, have you heard about her studio? And people would end up coming up. But now it's like, have you heard about this online thing? And, you know, it's growing. So yeah, people, it's true. Yeah, it reaches people that it wouldn't.
Wow, that's super exciting. Yeah. Now, going back to a little bit what you mentioned before, where you love kind of teaching Cal Poly and the students there, what do you recommend for students right now? Because, I mean, it is... And just college alone is stressful and classes. And now that it's all virtual is even more challenging. What are some of the things that either maybe students get involved with something that you're doing or just take time by themselves to do to adapt and handle the situation?
Yeah, both of it. I mean, I would personally love anybody to come check out some yoga classes virtually with myself or my husband. We both are teaching weekly yoga classes, and I'm doing once a month a women's circle and once a month a women's dance class. So yeah, I would say embrace some, you know, wellness classes that are virtual right now, meditation, yoga. I think getting outside, I mean, it's like the same practices I would suggest for myself. I have my daughter here at home doing virtual schooling and, you know, where I was like, okay, time to get outside now. Let's, you know, get outside. We have so many great hiking trails here in SLO or wherever nature is. It's a proven nervous system, down regulator, calming. You know, these are stressful, concerning times and nature can be really used as a healing force. And our breath work really also is that shifting from that stress, flight or fight state to, you know, calm and focus. So I would say the essentials, because I know you're a college student, you're busy. I'd say breath work, like just sitting and breathing for 5 minutes even. Mm-hmm. And we're learning how to do some different type of breathing exercises and then being in nature.
Wow. And both of those, it's not too much of a commitment and it's pretty enjoyable, especially the latter.
Yeah. And it doesn't cost money either. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it's like, oh, I want to do something wellness and it might be, you know, $1,000 retreats, which are fun and awesome, but not always affordable, especially for a college kid. But if you can just tap into nature and just sit with yourself and nature and, you know, our bodies know how to regulate and heal if they're given that right environment. And you know, breathing slowly is one of those right environments. And so is embracing nature and letting that into you.
Yes, definitely. Well, this was fantastic. And hopefully those listening, you're out in nature listening to this podcast.
Yeah, so,
hiking. If not, go take a walk or something. All right. Totally. Well, thank you so much, Tawny. I really appreciate your time and hearing all this exciting stuff. And we'll be sure to link all your stuff in the description. And if any of you listening are interested in one of her classes, be sure to check those out. And yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening. This show is made possible by the Polycast team, including myself, Davey Kozik, along with Sienna Addison and Torstein Wren. Be sure to give it a thumbs up or 5 stars wherever you're listening from, and we'll see you next time here on Polycast.